That was a moment that both you and he will remember. As old as you get and for the rest of his life, that will be remembered. And I want to remember, I know it's already been said, but this was news to me. As much as I like your wife, I've never asked her, what's your birthday? It just pops up, you know, sometime during a given year, you get to know what people's birthday is. Well, happy birthday, Anna. I hope everybody's writing it down. I put it in my notes, and I will remember it a little earlier in coming years. Anyhow, I've had a good time, and I guess I said all I wanted to say. And I've heard some goodness from you. Thank you, Chad. And I got to wish you a happy birthday. This is more than I thought I was going to do this day. And that pleases me. So everyone out there, have a good night. And Chad, thank you for calling the net for us. We had a little interruption from the moron, but, well, we lived through it, didn't we? KK4, JBQ. I'm clear.
Larry, you have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. Just going to leave you with, I had a friend of yours drop by. Think it was, might have been Friday last week. And I've been meaning to call you. But I'll give you a holler in a day or so when things settle down. But anyway, tell Miss Donna we said hello. 73, we'll see you later on down the log, Larry. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I am mobile in Lawrence County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Welcome, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy, mobiling around in Lawrence County tonight. Tommy, hope you're doing well, and I hope you enjoy that Dodge pickup truck. Those are nice trucks. All right, Tommy, I appreciate the check-in. Talk at you later. All right, next on the list is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. Let Gary, for your own frequency, go ahead, sir.
And you eat a net, KI4DOS. I thought Kurt was in front of me there, Chad.
I didn't have Kurt down. Did I miss him? KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, did I miss you, sir? I guess I'm not sure what happened there, but I couldn't get him. So go ahead. What you got on your mind, Gary?
KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, I thought he said he would be around for a comment, Chad. That might have been my mistake. But anyway, we had a good day over here on the plantation today. Had to run a few errands and got those done. And went over to, had to run over to Pickens for a little bit and run a couple errands over there and got that done. Came on back to the house. My friend Gabriel, KV4NC, and his son Alex came by for a little bit. They wanted to know if I had a brass fitting that it was a compression fitting, and I've got them someplace. I looked all over in here in the ham shack and my little bins over here on the shelf. Then we went out to the barn, and I looked around and dug, and I still ain't found them. I know I've got them someplace, but I don't know where in the world they are.
Exactly. So I've got several of those, number 10, 10 cans, the big ones, like the food service cans, that's just full of, I don't know what, nuts, bolts, widgets, wingets, you don't know where that goes. You just kind of throw it in there. And I keep telling myself, I'm going to go through those things one day. And last week, a couple weeks ago, we had a friend up the road that passed away. and his wife needed some help. She's an elderly woman, and she needed some help cleaning out the garage. And Dad went up there, Dad and his wife went up there and helped her for a couple of hours. And he brought three of them back from his garage. So not only do I have three of them, now I've got somebody else's three of them. But, you know, it's amazing. I was looking through them. It's amazing. The menagerie of junk in those things. Mine are just full of stuff that's just, I don't know if I'll ever use it. But I know what's in there. I can remember what's in there with my mind. And I usually know which can to go to find what I'm looking for. But this guy, he's uptown. I mean, he's got some classy junk in there. You know, little bitty, you know, widgets and wingles and wangles, whatever you want to call them. So I was looking through it, you know, yesterday, thinking, man, this guy's got some nice junk. So I hope you find your fittings. They're probably out there in one of them boxes or tin cans. And, you know, just keep looking. They'll pop up here pretty soon.
Oh, they will. I know they're out there someplace. But I'm the same way. I've got several. I've got two big things in here in the ham shack. Little bucket like deals that are slap full of nuts, bolt rivets, and other common hardware. That's what I call it. One of them's got, all kind of little small electrical or circuit board type screws and mounting pieces, you know, little spacers and that sort of thing. I said, you know, I don't build anything anymore, so I think I'm going to throw all that up, throw it out, and then I'll need it for something. And I said, no, I'll just hang on to it. But I guess we get into it's not a hoarder's mentality, but it's, I don't know what it is. You know, I hate to throw this away because I might need it later. And then you keep it up that way for, several, 5, 8, 10 years, and down the road, you say, yeah, well, I've had this thing for 10 years. I ain't never used it. I'm going to throw it away. You throw it away, and 2 days later, you need it.
Tia, you got to talk Miss Joy into this one for me. But what if I took my bucket of junk and understanding that, okay, if you pull something out of it, you got to put something back in it. And you keep it for a week. And then when you're done with it, then we'll take it over to Chris's and let him hold it for a week. And if he takes something out, he puts something in. I wonder what that would look like if we cycled through, you know, 8 or 10 ham operators. Wonder what that would look like when it got back to the house.
They have all kinds of different treasures in there. You know, they say one man's trash is another man's treasure, so it'd probably be full of treasures for me.
There's no telling. I'm sure there'd be, you know, resistors, capacitors, and a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, that might not be a bad idea if you think about it. When Mr. Saucier's, when Dad went and got his stuff and brought it here to the house. Like I said, I looked through it and I thought, man, he's got some good stuff in here, you know? Just all weird, you know, nuts and bolts and this, that, and the other. So, I don't know. Maybe that's something to think about. I'll pour everything into a 5-gallon bucket, and I'll just bring it over to your house, and you just keep it as long as you want. How about that?
Come out and have his say. Well, that will work, Ted, but I'm going to pour all my stuff into a 55-gallon bucket and bring it over to your house, and you can hang on to it.
see where this is going. Well, that's okay. That's all right. I'm sure there's some good stuff in there. I'll mention it to Perry tomorrow because he's got we got one that stays down there in front of the welding bench. His old Folgers coffee can, and it's just it's just full of stuff. And then I've got an old, back in the day when Ford was bad about it, they would sell points and condenser or a tune-up kit that came in a tin can. It had, Ford Motor Products on it and sealed up in a can. Well, I got one of those down there. Motorcraft, I think, is Ford product. But I got one of those that's full. And when they get full, I've got some empty drawers that, doesn't have anything in them. So I've filled up three of those in the cabinet there when you come into the shop. And I've got two big old coffee cans. So I'd say, plus Mr. Saucier stuff, I'd say I've got a 5-gallon bucket full of stuff. And it went last year or something, Dad and I went to an estate sale on a Saturday. And there was one that they were selling at the estate, It was one of these little plastic pails, 1-gallon plastic pail. But it was just full of stuff. They wanted $25 for the thing. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of thumbed through it a little bit, and I considered it for a little bit. But Daddy said, don't you dare. Don't you dare. You've got three of them things down there in the shop. So that's bad when you start hearing voices in your head saying, hey, I'm worth $25. Take me home.
That's the way we do. Unfortunately, but I've got, trailer-like parts and trailer wiring for trailers and, pieces of heater hose, you name it, I got it out there in the barn. I'm like you, I collect it, I guess. But tell Perry, I've got an old, I've got a short block V8, just a short block over here for a V8. I don't know what kind it is. Don't know if it's Ford, Chrysler, GM, whatever. I don't know that. But I've got the block out there. It's going to the scrapyard unless Perry wants it.
Just next time you come or when you think of, just bring it up here, and I can't stand to see something like that thrown away. Well, there we go with it again. So I guess we've identified the problem. It's not necessarily the nuts and bolts. It's the problem. It's the man that tries to keep them, right? And that's why I got so much junk around here, because I just can't see to throw it away. I'll eventually find a use for it.
I thought I'd found a use for that engine block. I'm going to tell you where I found it. I was out there, I was digging some holes out there in the yard, and I hit something hard, and I dug it up. I don't know how long it's been in the ground and all of that, but it's been out there a while. I knocked all the mud out of all the holes and stuff, and you could see the cylinders. They weren't too bad a shape as far as that goes, but who knows where you're going to come up with this stuff. But anyway, we'll have to get together on all our junk one of these days, and when the wives get mad enough at us, they haul all this stuff off. We'll have to wait till the prices go up on scrap metal, and we'll make a dollar or two. We might be able to buy some new radio.
Speaking of radios, we had the state exercise this weekend, and I participated. And my Kenwood, I got a Kenwood V71 TM TV I forget what it is, dual band. And I just lost total control. I mean, I was in the middle of transmitting. I don't know what happened. I mean, the radio talks, it listens, I mean, it does everything it's supposed to. But the display is in some weird mode. I don't know what mode it is, but I can't do crossband repeat. I can't program anything. I can't access the menu. Nothing. I don't know what happened. So I've got two of those. I'm gonna send over to radio repair shop down there in Georgia and see if I can get him to fix them. But I gotta get that thing fixed because I use that Kenwood a lot. But I don't know what in the world happened to it, Gary. But it's you know, I gotta get it fixed.
That state exercise, I meant to participate in that, and I didn't do it. But, yeah, well, these new radios, Chad, that are all, you know, a lot of them are menu-type driven, and you bump a button, and you don't know where it takes you, and you bump another button, and I get lost. I mean, I've got a TS-2000 that I've got here. I hit some buttons the other day, and I said, oh, my gosh, what have I done? And I finally got the book out, dug through it, and figured out what I did and straightened it all back out. But anyway, we do that. Well, Chad, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a real good neck going. Appreciate you calling it. Tell Miss Anna again, happy birthday. Y'all have a great evening, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. We'll do it again. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Talking to you, 73s, and you have a good day. Have a good day tomorrow. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? NUE, Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. Chad, I heard you and Gary talking, and I just had to join in for a minute to say, if you take your 5-gallon bucket over to Gary and he adds it to his 55-gallon drum and he brings it over here to my QTH, I'll put it in a 5-yard dumpster and we'll just keep that going until we get enough that we can get Elon Musk to launch it into space and we'll have another moon and that'll take care of all these things that we've got going. Anyway, I hope. And the other thing is, happy birthday, Anna. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thanks very much, Chad and Gary. You guys have a good night. AA1RD clear.
Hang on, Bob, before you go now. We can have a little fun with this. So if we start off, well, we start off with years ago, my son did a little thing at church. Community outreach with the youth, and they were given a paperclip. Each group of kids, 3 kids out of 20, were given a paperclip, and that's called trade-up. So they would go into the community and knock on doors and say, here, we're from Grace Church, and we're doing a youth program called trade-up, and they would ask the, you know, the people, you know, they would say, well, what does trade-up mean? Well, we've been given a paperclip, and we're trying to trade something for the paperclip to go into our rec room at the church. So, and whoever brings back to church the most, everybody gets a prize, you know, the most valuable thing, the biggest thing, the ugliest thing, you know, bunch of teenagers. Well, my son got a pool table. Now, he went down to 8 or 10 different houses. He traded the paperclip for this, and then he'd trade that for this, and so on and so forth. So, we can't send it to the moon or we can't send it to outer space until we send it over to Dave's house first. So why don't we start off with just, you know, all of my stuff is in a machine shop. So it's, there's something wrong with it, because if it goes in the scrap bucket in a machine shop, oh, you better be careful. There's something lurking in those threads that's bad, really bad. So I'll take a junk bolt, give it to Gary. He can add what he wants. Then we'll go to your house, and it ends up at Dave's house. By the time we get it to Dave's house, maybe we could have a, you know, a big dumpster full of it, and we'll just dump it off and say, hey, thank you for all you do for the net. We were thinking about you. Here you go. We're going to leave it right here in your yard and let him contact Elon. How about that?
Get a, like, Caterpillar bulldozer, you know, something that he could use to do multi-path off of to hit some repeater up in the mountains. That's brilliant. I love it. Poor Dave. God bless him. He's a good man. Back to you, Chad.
All right, Bob. You have a nice evening, sir, and I appreciate you dropping by. You tell the missus we said hello.
So, Gary, you and Miss Joy, I hope you're having a good night, too, and everyone else on the net. What a blessing. We'll talk to you later. AA1RD, I'll be clear with KO4NUE.
All right, Bob, 73. All right, any additional check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in, Kilo Whiskey 4, Echo Mike Foxtrot. This is Roger over in Gaffney tonight. We have no comments, but we're sitting around listening.
4 DOS.
Alright, I got your comment. Hey, Roger, you need any, we got a deal going on. You need any buckets of junk? Cause I'm headed kinda your way tomorrow. So if you see a dump truck pull up with a whole bunch of junk in it, don't shoot.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because back in the day, I'm 57 years old now, but back when I was in my 20s, we would do that very thing. We'd go around and pick up a bunch of stuff. There ain't no telling what it might be. Old bicycles, motorcycles, toilets, just all kind of junk. And somebody we really like, we'd go drop that stuff off in their front yard in the middle of the night.
Well, that might happen too, but we might swing by your location and pick up a little bit, and we'll just store it till we find, you know, somebody can really use it. But go ahead, comment.
4DOS. Chad, you and Bob, my wife said that we have lost our minds. She's sitting in the living room listening to the conversation, and she hollered in here. She said, y'all have lost your minds. I just want you to know that. And I said, okay, I'll let them know. Keith, why come in?
Go ahead, Keith.
I had a lady that worked with me, and one of her favorite sayings, in fact, I think she was from over to go your way, you done bumped your head. Keith, to that, same on this end. Go ahead, Chad.
All right, Keith, can I put you in the log, sir?
That's what I was hanging around for.
All right, we'd like to welcome KW4EMF, that's Mr. Roger and Gaffney listening tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith up in Seneca. So, Keith, I know you work at a place that manufactures stuff, so Boy, I can just imagine what your junk buckets look like. Maybe we can meet on Highway 11 and trade. I don't think you're going to like what's in mine, though. But, you know, you kind of do the same thing I do, so maybe we better not do that. We'll just take them over to Gary's.
I've got them from different industries now. I'm in more industrial-type stuff now, and I've been in defense and aerospace. So there's a wide variety of junk laying around.
Yeah, I'd like to get my hands on that. I bet there's some weird-looking stuff in there. I found one last time I was in there messing around. I'm a little bit ADD. I get distracted easily. And I was in one of those drawers looking for something a couple months ago. And I found this bolt that had these really weird-looking threads on it. And I thought, what is, I've never seen any thread like that. And I'm looking at it, and this is where the distraction comes in. Let me get the pitch gauges, and let me just see, I've never seen anything like this. Well, come to find out, long story short, it was an old screw. And I was looking through the machinery owner's handbook, and matches up to what I think is called a drunken thread. And it's listed in the machinery owner's handbook. It's got a little picture of it. No set pitch. It's like somebody intoxicated cut the thread. It's horrible looking. But there's a definition for it. So I thought that was kind of neat. And I got to waste 2 hours. It took me almost 2 hours to figure that out. And finally, after I found the answer, I thought, why did I just spend 2 hours looking for this thing? How does my mind get so distracted? And then, boom, I was on something else, So I'd like to see what's in your junk bucket, especially being in, aerospace. That's got to be some interesting stuff.
I have seen drunken threads before. I've never had to use them or make them. I've done some variable pitch. I never kind of understood that either. The most kind of thing I did on a regular basis was multi-start threads. And they have a use. In fact, it was for the Department of Defense. Some of the stuff we were working on, they had holes that had to come apart, and they had the multi-start thread, so it's quick to take them apart, for packing them up and putting them on a truck or a plane or whatever.
Double lead, is that what I'm hearing?
It was a 5/16-18 6-start thread. So it actually had 6 starts on it. So your pitch is more like 3 threads per inch on each thread because there's 6 of them.
Okay. So if it's 8 threads per inch, you set the machine up to cut 4 threads per inch. And then after you get that cut, you sneak in between 4 inches per inch and cut another thread in between those 100, then the start lead would be 180 off of that, right?
The general idea, never had to do them manually, so I had the advantage of a computer on my side, so thread and cycles, you could actually tell it how many starts you want, but you got to watch your spindle speed because when you go to, 5/16, 18, it's fairly coarse. But when you're doing 6 of them at once, your spindle speed gets up too high and you'll exceed the feed rate that the machine's capable of.
Okay. Well, I don't have an issue down here. My cousin does a lot of CNC stuff. He's pretty good at that. But, old manual guy, you know. And I don't know. I just kind of enjoy that. But what I'm doing is doesn't have anything to do with production either. And that makes a big difference. Makes a real big difference. But anyway, Keith, glad you dropped by. And glad you know, were able to check in. And, you know, next time you look at your junk buckets, just give me a holler. We'll meet on Highway 11. But I can tell you right now, when you get mine, you're not going to like what's in the bucket.
Well, I don't know. You know, like to say, one man's junk is another man's treasure, so you never can tell. And I was going to leave you with, first of all, I'm pretty sure you can do the multi-start threads on a manual. I would just have to revisit the math in order to tell you how to do it. And I was going to tell you, too, in parting, that if you want a good example of a multi-start thread, screw off your cap on your milk jug. They typically use multi-start threads also. A lot of drink bottles will use multi-start threads too.
Water valves typically are double lead or double start, quick start, whatever. Shuts on and off really quick. So I get the concept. But anyway, Keith, let me move on down and appreciate you dropping by tonight, sir. I hope you have a wonderful week. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. If I missed anyone for comments or ragged you, please call KO4NUE.
KK4HXB, check in.
All right, KK4. HXB, can I have your name and location, sir?
KK4HXB, Earl, in Travelers Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KK4HXB, that's Mr. Earl in Travelers Rest. Earl, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And you are number 43 tonight for me, so we'll go ahead and schedule to get some of those junk buckets sent your way. Don't get mad at us. Anyway, appreciate you checking in with us, Earl, and I hope you have a good evening, sir. Are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. I'll now return the call on the net, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
And you EKI4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
I just wanted to let you know, Chad, Joy said that you could not have that engine block, that she wanted to either make a flower pot out of it, you know, put flowers out of each of the cylinders, or make it a base for a table.
Right, that sounds good. Well, I got some very special bolts that would look really good in that engine block, and tell her I'll bring them by this week, so when she plants her tomatoes, she can stake them off to those special bolts.
Anyway, she's in there hollering. She says, "Don't bring anything by here." She said, "I'm trying to clean out." Oh well, we'll work something out, Chad. You take care. We'll talk at you later. I just had to throw that in there. I just see that V8 out there with four flowers out of each side. That or it being a table on my back deck or something. Oh man, I'm gonna get rid of that thing quick. Talk to you later. Y'all have a good evening. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
You too, Gary. And you too, Miss Joy. Y'all have a good night. We'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.